Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We're back from the ballerlifestyle.com. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 457 of the show. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for being a listener, a contributor, for anything you do to help us. We appreciate it. If you would like to reach out and you never have before, or if you, you know, even people that do often sometimes ask me for the phone number or email address, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Additionally, you can call us 949-464-TBLS. 8257 is the voicemail line where you can leave a message. You can also subscribe to everything we do. You hear the majority of the show here for free, but we do extra every single week, tons of stories, including this week when we're going to talk about about the M&Ms. People want to fuck the M&M, the cartoon M&Ms in the commercials, and they've been around a while, and so M&M had to get rid of them. This reminds me of something. Well, we'll talk about it later, but you'll only hear that if you subscribe to the Red Circle. You'll also hear about Florida, which is Florida just split in half with a capital on the second part. I mean, look, there's a lot of Youngs these days and Lils, and they're really mailing it in. And then once in a while, you'll get Kevin Gates. Kevin Gates is the one we talked about. He made news this week. Actually, I'm going to look this up and we'll talk about it in a second. Kevin Gates is a rapper and his name is just Kevin Gates. And there, I feel like there's something in the middle you can do. There's something more creative than just having a regular ass name like Kevin Gates or splitting Florida in half and calling yourself Flo Rida or Young anything or Lil anything. But Flo Rida, he got the 50 cent, the 250 pound cent deal with Vitamin Water, but he did it with some energy drink, Celsius energy drink, and he had to sue him, and he basically hit the Powerball with Celsius energy drink. We'll talk about that later. Bunch of stuff. Drake knows where all the secret bathrooms are. I got a buddy that needs that. He's got all the chevrons mapped out on his way home from LA Live just in case, and he has to use them. He's got favorites. He also fancies a grocery store bathroom. We'll talk about all that stuff, but you're only going to hear it if you subscribe to all the extra stuff we do every week via the link in the show notes. Just go there, click the link, subscribe to our Red Circle page where you get all the bonus content. You get my solo show, you get my weekly wrap-up show that I do every Friday night on the Stereo app. All the extra stuff gets posted there and only shared with the people that support us. So do that. $5 a month or $50 a year. We appreciate it. I am joined now, as always, by Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
Doing well. I am still amused by these stories, but I think the greatest thing to come out of this George Santos stuff.
Oh, everything.
The research. They're all fun and like ridiculous stories, yeah. But the resurgence of John Lovitz. He was on Stern doing his George Santos.
He does kind of look like him.
But he's doing the pathological liar guy.
Yeah, that's
the ticket.
It's so good.
And I was thinking, I need, my buddy and I were talking, it's like, Lovitz was such a great presence in our childhood.
Then
he, for the most part, disappeared. I know he's out there, but like, you don't really see him.
Yeah, he's delightful. Now, what did he do that's like, how does he live? Like, what was he in?
He was talking about Penny Marshall helped him out, like a League of Their Own he was in. Like,
right.
He's been in stuff and different movies, but I think he gets paid to like do stand up, corporate.
Oh, that can be big money.
Gigs. Like, I'm sure he does well enough.
Yeah.
It's just not high profile stuff. But he didn't really have a lot to promote on Stern.
Yeah.
But except for the fact that he could spin yarns about working SNL from 85 to 90.
Yeah.
And he just talks about like going out to dinner with David Bowie one night and random shit. And like, but it was fun. It was, I like the Santos stories, but it was the fact that that triggered a John Lovitz resurgence in my life. I loved.
No, he's delightful. We should know, since it's come up, I think we would be remiss because people will be like, why didn't you find out? We should figure out just exactly how fucking rich John Lovitz is.
How fucking rich is this guy?
Tough one.
It is.
Can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion?
Are you maybe searching for the song, or should we just?
Oh, can you not hear the song?
I didn't hear it at all.
Oh, the song is playing.
Oh, okay.
The song is playing. Oh, that means you're not going to be able to hear any voicemails or anything if we have any.
Yeah, hold on. I thought you were just searching.
Oh no, the song's been busting. Sometimes this happens. Where? Hold on a second. We could be. Could be a potential issue here. Let me see. Because the song is currently playing. Everything looks okay on my end. Hold on, I'm gonna do the classic unplug and then plug it back in. Here we go. How about now? Can you hear it?
No.
Oh, well, it's recording. Pretend you can hear it. Okay. John Lovitz. Like you said, 85 to 90. He's been in a lot of those Sandler movies.
Oh.
So he does work there.
That's the beauty of Sandler.
Great guy.
Those movies aren't, if almost all of them in the last 20 years have been bad. Obviously, Uncut Gems is good. But
great.
But like his goofy straight to Netflix stuff.
Yeah.
It's not that it's good, but it gets a lot of friends paid.
Oh yeah, he takes care of his boys.
It's a cool move. Yeah. He just hooks his buddies up.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay, it's John Lovitz. He was on Saturday. Oh, also, so he does those movies. Also, remember he replaced the great Phil Hartman
for like a year on News
one
Radio.
Season.
Right?
Yep. Let's see. Let's just take a look at his IMDb. Just because this is a tough one to guess.
I could be off by a quarter. I could be off by double. I don't know.
I do remember reading in The Dirt that Vince Neil, he lived in like Malibu or something, and he would rent his house out for pornos, and then he would just like linger there while they shot the pornos.
Vince Neil or John Lovitz?
Vince Neil, but his neighbor was John Lovitz, and John Lovitz would come over and hang out, you know, just to see. To see if he could charm any strays. Okay, let's see.
I remember hearing Conan on a podcast talk about Lovitz, and when he sees Lovitz like just pull up in his car, he'd go jealous, he's always that guy.
He's so funny. Okay, hold on a second. Let's see what he's doing these. Oh, he does a lot of like voice work.
Oh, I could see that
in movies. And then he does a lot of like just shows. Oh, he did 27 episodes of something called Mr. Box Office.
Never heard of it, but good for him.
Yeah, yep.
I assume I'm gonna be low, but I really can't think of big. Yeah, his heyday, even when he was in a lot of movies, was in like the 80s and 90s. Yeah. I'm going to say $9 million.
It's pretty close. That's pretty close. One episode of the Goldbergs. I'm really looking for something here that could tell us that he made some serious money besides Saturday Night Live, which everybody knows him from. But it's a lot of like guest starring things plus the Sandler movies. You know, Hawaii 5-0, two episodes. He does a voice on The Simpsons, but it's Troy McClure. It's not a regular character.
Oh, he took over, I guess, for Hartman.
Phil
was
Hartman.
Troy McClure.
Yeah, exactly.
So but I can't recall, like, they might. I don't watch the newer ones.
Sure.
So maybe in recent seasons, but I don't even remember him being Troy McClure ever.
Yeah, well, he was. You're pretty close. 12 million. $12 million according to the
which is good nice money. Now. It's just for a guy that
It's been around a long time.
That big for that long, you would think more, but he really hasn't had like big moments. But he's awesome.
Stand up. No, he's great. I love him too. Big fan.
But as delightful as I find Lovitz, this past week I sent you the video. Yeah. I'd forgotten how delighted I am by hearing Hilaria talk. Because Alec Baldwin got a bullshit manslaughter charge. When
Let it play out.
I'd say is unless we find out he purposefully loaded the gun, it's he deserves to get sued as the producer of that movie for, But like it's not like there was intent. He was just the actor picking up a gun.
Yeah, he did. He did break the safety protocols of handling a gun on set, which is you don't point, you still don't, you treat it like a real gun, so you don't point it towards people.
I put that on the prop master.
Yeah, but, I mean, sure. I like him too. He's a good actor.
No, 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 but I think he's a good actor, but he's a complete asshole. Yeah. I'm just saying, if a stuntman did the same exact thing, they wouldn't charge him with murder.
That's true, like our Bruce Lee's son, Brandon Lee.
Yeah. They wouldn't.
That guy he, that was the guy deserves, that was yes.
The as the producer of that movie, he deserves to get crushed with a lawsuit.
Yes,
but I just this is not. I don't know. But anyway, because TMZ reporters were following.
That's great,
Hilaria on the there's a clip of her like talking to them and being like, "Please, I have seven children. I forgot she's still going with the charade."
Here, do you
like,
want me to play it?
Please
I'll play it. So please, leave my family in peace and let this all play out, okay? So let my kids come home and you stay away from them. Because they asked me, Mommy, what are these people doing? And it's a very hard thing as a mom to try to explain. So please, go home.
This is,
I'm not going to say anything like we all, and Alec is not going to say anything.
Your lawyers have said
All right, wrong button. Wait, we all know she's... Could you hear that, by the way?
I couldn't hear it.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm telling you, I can't
hear it. What is going on? But you can hear me.
I can hear you fine.
Oh, this is so weird. Hold on, let me check.
But I know the clip because we discussed it over text, but it's delightful. Like she's still just doing going it with the charade. Like we know she's Hillary from Boston.
We did a whole episode about it. It was like you felt like it would
be my home.
Yeah, it would be a relief to her.
Right. Like, OK,
to be like, OK, I can be because she's got some white ass name, too. Her name's Hillary, like McDonald or something. It's fuck. Now I got to look that up. She's
right. As I told you, it would be as if my kids just in adulthood just started acting like British men. They're like, oh, well, we went to the UK in the summer. Like, that's what she did. She went on vacation to Spain and now she's Hilaria.
Yes, Hilaria. OK, hold on. Hillary Thomas.
Hillary Thomas.
Hillary Thomas is now Hilaria, and she
Hilaria.
Her parents are named David Thomas and Catherine Hayward.
It's not that different from Rachel Dolezal.
It really isn't. It's no not. Different. The best part, though, is that look, this she's you know who she's a lot like is this Meghan Markle. She saw a mark. She affected she made a game plan, right?
Both hot.
Yeah, both hot. She goes, she heard she had a friend in common with Alec Baldwin, and the friend told her that he really wanted to fuck Salma Hayek like practically zero other dudes, and she rebuffed him. And this Hillary Thomas was like, oh, he's into Latinas. Spain. Yes. I've been to Spain. I'm much younger than him. I teach yoga. I'm very live.
How you say cucumber?
como se dice tomato? Like she made a plan. She affected the plan. She fucking roped him in.
But look, she was like multiple kids deep before the plan was before the jig was up.
Yeah, well, they have seven kids. So and the plan she was found out like last year, you know, 18 months ago.
They pumped out a couple more just to try to move the story along, right?
You know, he knew quite a while ago because he met her white ass family and was like, OK, what's going on here? And then
how come they're not allowed to talk at the wedding?
Yeah. Yeah. Remember that? There was a whole thing where they weren't letting the families intermingle at the wedding because she was trying to keep it up. But let's be honest. She's a yoga instructor. She had a plan. Alec Baldwin is a big star and he's fucked them all. So she went in there and she's like, look, I'm 27. You're 51. I'm going to be draining those balls on the regs. She got in there. She did work. And by the time he realized, he's like, I don't care. I'm in my post nut haze 24/7. Holy shit. How many kids do we have? Seven? You're lying. Okay. Just, and then he comes again and he's fine. He doesn't care. He doesn't. So he probably.
Meanwhile, yes. Sam Hayek is like, you know what? Alec Baldwin's a pretty good deal, yeah. But how about I fuck a billionaire once a year and I'm really good shape.
And he'll probably die soon. Like, yeah. Yeah. No, she didn't make a mistake either. But this Hilaria, Hillary, she played the long game and it worked. And look, Alec Baldwin is probably not going to jail for murder. But if he were, he would just have to have some type of thing where he can put his dong through the bars and Hilaria can come in because she keeps that man drained. And that's why he's very calm around her. And he doesn't. He puts up with the brood of children that they have. And the accent.
If I had seven Jesus. Kids, I would not be calm about Jesus, anything.
No,
I'd be on edge.
No,
that's a lot of kids.
No, it's too many. Whew. It's too many.
But anyway, it was such a big part of our lives for a couple months.
Yeah.
And then I hadn't seen a clip of her talking for a while.
She's still doing it.
And seeing her do it this week was delightful. I want her to have a regular segment on TV.
Yes. I mean, I think that's kind of what she was gunning for. And I think that might be kind of the issue now is that she can't do that because look, even that one clip where she couldn't, she's like, how do you say cucumbre? Like she couldn't pronounce cucumber, but she was like trying to do cooking segments. She was trying to do like hosting shit.
Right. She wanted to be something. It's like the people who say, I want to be famous. And you say famous for what? And they're not really sure why. Yeah. Like what?
Yeah.
Do I want to be an actor? Do I want to be a singer? No, I just want to be famous. I want the end game.
Look,
I want to be on the guest segment for something, but I want to already be famous.
I was watching an old episode of Beat Bobby Flay the other day, and I saw Katie Lee Joel in her big old beaver chompers on there. And I'm like, how do we know who she is? Because she fucked that bloodhound looking Billy Joel and got famous from it. to quote the great Dave Chappelle, imagine if you sucked, imagine somebody so famous that you could suck their dick and then you're famous. And it happens, you know, it happens. Look,
she sucked his dick so hard. He drove his car into a house.
Yes, exactly. So Hilaria is 39. She's been married to Alec Baldwin since 2012. So, which means they were probably together like at least a year or two before
2012,
that.
2012, and they've got seven kids.
So she was in her late 20s and he was in his mid 50s and he was just getting it drained on a new level. And he's like, oh, I got to look, this bitch is nuts. She talks funny. She's from Boston, but she thinks she's from Spain. She wants a bunch of kids. She wants to host, but she can contort herself into all sorts of directions. And I like my balls look like a deflated balloon. They make the same sound.
They look like raisins.
Yeah, that's all he needed. He's like, sold. Sign me up.
You know,
I'm in.
You know, during the courtship, like there was some pillow talk and he's like, wait, that doesn't add up.
Yes.
And he's like, you know, let's just change the subject.
Absolutely. Look.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
When did you move over to America? What?
He's like age zero. No, I spent a lot of time in Spain. I have Spanish roots. Oh, you went there twice for 2 weeks when you're in
high
school.
Wait a second. Yeah. You have an uncle named Ralph? Like what? What? You've got Uncle Mac, Uncle Ralph. Who? Where's the Spanish side of your family?
Great.
Ed, I saw something today that didn't make the rundown.
Yep.
Well, there's a couple things. One is we got it's there's a thing that went viral today that I want to talk about because I want people's opinion on it. But there's another thing. You know how we've been talking about Aaron Judge a lot? Like he got that, like Jay Stu and other people think he's the true home run king.
Right.
Because he did it clean. I'm doing air quotes over here. He did it clean. And, you know, he was a free agent and he got all that money. He got the key to the city and everything. Well, today it came out. I guess he was on Fallon. And he said one of the reasons that he stayed in New York is that his and Anthony Rizzo's little purse dogs are best friends.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Aaron Judge on Monday credited the friendship between his dog and the pooch of teammate Anthony Rizzo for finalizing his decision to re-sign with the Yankees for $360 million. I feel like that's maybe like more of the incentive. We're kind of burying the lead here. Judge, well, the American
lead is that what he wants us to know.
Right? Yeah, right. Yeah, he's telling us. Judge, the American League MVP, who hit a league record 62 home runs last season.
American League. Like, let's be clear because league record people are like, oh, is that the major league record?
Yes. No. Yeah. Right. The American League record. Told Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon that Rizzo peppered him with photos of their two dogs frolicking together.
Oh, no.
Fallon showed one of them, the pets running on the Yankee Stadium grass, and it's adorable. And they're like those little,
a teacup.
Yes. Something like that. He went for my heart, Judge said, adding that their pups are the best of friends. You know, dogs just like to smell each other's assholes, right? Like your dog could be friends with a dog in San Francisco if you went there. You know that, right? So it looks like Judge's dog, Penny.
Uh-oh.
And Rizzo's dog, and this is what struck me in the story, Rizzo's dog, Kevin, which happens to be the same name as my girlfriend's cat. My girlfriend has a cat named Kevin, and I thought that was the only animal Kevin in the world, but apparently Rizzo stole her cat's name for his dog, Kevin, will want to be on Paw's patrol around the old ball yard. Do you think these two like linger in the clubhouse?
I think
doggy dates.
You know how like Serrano, they had to tap the bat for luck. I think they tap their bats in the locker room for luck.
Each other's bats. Yeah. Okay. I wanted to share that. Now here's another one. This is the thing that was viral today, and I want to get our listeners' opinions.
Okay.
Is it Ed? Is it okay as an adult to date an adult woman who looks like she's 8 years old?
Okay.
Hold on. Let me set it up for the listeners. A hunky travel blogger, this is from the New York Post. A hunky travel blogger has hit back at claims he is, quote, creepy for dating a 23-year-old woman.
And it's important to Google this story so you see.
Yes. I'll include it in the show notes.
Because maybe she doesn't look like an 8-year-old.
Yeah, guys, it's the link is there. Just click the link and you can decide. Dan Swigart, 26, recently began romancing reality star Shauna Ray, whose growth was stunning. Now, I've read two different things here. Whose growth, and I'm not making fun of her condition at all, whose growth was stunted due to treatment she received as a child for brain cancer. I also read that she just had a condition. So I don't know which it is. Either way, it's very sad. Ray, who weighs 50 pounds.
Oh my God.
And is 3 feet, 10 inches tall. Not funny. Is the subject of the TLC reality series. I am Shauna Ray. Swigart recently shared several snaps with Ray on Instagram before posting a video to the social media site, vehemently defending their connection. It's long been a struggle for Ray to date, sure, with the pint-sized personality previously telling the Post that she's underestimated and excluded because of her appearance. Now, nobody wants that. Hold on, let's play. I haven't heard her voice, but she's here. You'll be able to hear this.
Today, I am taking my first driving lesson.
We're going to go into traffic.
Go down the bus, right?
I don't want to go out into traffic because I don't want to die.
I mean,
stop.
She looks how she sounds.
Yeah, she
like a child. She looks like a child. So there's nothing wrong. These are two adults. They're actually rather close in age.
Yeah.
But.
He's a good looking dude.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy. He's not normal looking dude. Now, look, I mean, there may be, he might like the idea of being on TV, I would say. With her, because she's got a reality show, but really, I mean, if
the Learning Channel exists solely for people who want to be on TV,
yeah, it's like the P.T. Barnum of channels. It's I think sadly, like if you look eight, you got the only person you can date is someone else who's actually eight. She has to get. I want her to be happy. I want her to get everything she wants out of life.
Yes,
but unfortunately. She's going to have to date an 8-year old. That's all there is to it.
No. Would anybody
hold it against her? Is there a courtroom in the land that would convict this woman? And yes, she's a woman, even if she's 3 feet 10. If she showed up one day on a reality show with a boyfriend who was in third grade, the answer's no.
I've got an opinion here.
Okay.
She deserves all the happiness in the world, and she definitely looks and sounds like an 8-year old.
Yeah.
But what I would say,
tell me,
is. She has an opportunity to have an adult relationship with a responsible pedophile. Like,
yes,
I've talked about this. I'm glad I don't have some sort of weird fetish that I care about kids. Usually you're molested as a kid or something like that.
Yes.
But there are pedophiles, I assume, out there that just don't act on it because
it's true.
It's the wrong thing to do, but their body tells them to do it.
Yes.
So this is the gold mine for pedophiles who are trying to do the right thing. And then they finally find because she's an adult woman. I don't think she should be denied of having sex.
Sure.
But the problem is the only person who wants to have sex with her is a pedophile who's just being responsible.
Yes.
So I'm kind of happy for her that she found the right pedophile. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I'm kind of happy for her that she gets to have sex because she found a pedophile that is on the Learning Channel.
Stop saying that word. You actually, Ed, you've swayed me to your argument. You're absolutely right. Yes, they should be allowed to date. Because
he's definitely a pedo, though.
Yeah, this is harm mitigation. Because if
you like her in a bar and you saw them making out, you would call the police.
There's no way she'd ever be allowed into a bar. There's no way. Yes, of course. Yes. Okay, you're right. Absolutely. She is doing the Lord's work by keeping this guy, this hunky travel blogger. Yes. Now he won't go near any kids because he's with her. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give Hetero Life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in besides Anthony Rizzo and there and Aaron Judge's dog love? What is going on in the world of sports?
So while you were talking about that Rizzo Judge story,
yeah,
I sent the yes, we've lost a few, but yes. I found and sent the link to that to a friend of mine who's a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
And he just said, this makes me so sad.
It does. Yeah, it has to. Well, it's kind of like that time when you used to see, when you go down there and ride your bike by the Hudson River and you'd see Brooke Lopez out there. He's playing for the Nets at the time.
With a Rizzo sized dog.
Yeah. And he would be out there walking and he's 7 feet tall.
He's huge.
And he's got the tiniest little dog. He's out there walking. He's like a little white fluffy dog. Because they just don't match. You got to get like a German Shepherd or an Australian Wolfhound.
When you see a dude that size, you can spot him from like miles away. Yes. But the dog, you have to get up close before you even see he's with a dog.
Yeah. When you see somebody, a freak like that, a super tall person, it's kind of like when you see a car accident, your mind doesn't see it often enough. So it takes you a second to process it. You're like, wait, something's not right in this area right here. And then you go, oh, there's a super tall person. Like that's what the feeling is.
Those dudes have had a good career, they've had a very successful career.
But Brooke Lopez is like one of the best bargains in the NBA because he's a big man that can do everything. He can shoot threes. He can pass. He's really smart. Yeah. He does it all. Is he still on Milwaukee?
He killed the Knicks a few weeks ago. Knicks were up and he just kept getting rebounds and then he kept hitting dagger threes.
Yes. No, that's good. Who
died? We lost.
Okay. Here we go.
You started to play it.
Yep. There it is.
Yeah. Former A's captain and Brewers GM Sal Bando, 78 years old. Yeah. I know that name.
I feel like it was somebody on a sitcom, it was like their favorite player or something.
Yeah, maybe like Homer Simpson had a baseball card of him or something. Like it came up somehow.
Yes, I agree because I saw it and I'm like, yeah, I know who Sal Bando is for some reason too, and I don't know why.
This is an RIP. This is a first. So Chris Ford, former NBA player, NBA coach, Celtics, and he hit the first three-pointer in NBA history.
Yeah.
He's also the first, rest in peace, to have dated my mom in high school.
Ed. Do you think it's possible? Could you find out for me? was Celtics great? Celtics coach Chris Ford, who had a fucking just firing soup sifter flavor saver mustache, one of the all-time great mustaches. Can we find out whether or not he was a loud comer? I know your mother is a devout Catholic woman.
They went to a Catholic high school.
You know how that goes. There could have been some soaking.
My mom.
Did they soak? Can you find out if they soaked? Mormon.
My mom said she was the editor of the school newspaper and he was the sports writer for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is like
Andrea Zuckerman.
Zuckerman and Jesse. Like this is how these things start, these love affairs.
he was 74. R.I.P. Jay Briscoe, Ring of Honor wrestling star, 38 Sorry. Years old.
Wait, Ring of Honor like a wrestling promotion?
I kept seeing it, and like on Twitter, random people that I would think don't have anything to do with wrestling be like, oh, Ring of Honor legend. Is that like one of these offshoots of WWE?
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. Yeah. Breaking major AEW. Oh, he's
AEW was like the TBS wrestling, right?
Yeah. I think that's the one that's like, is Billy Corgan involved?
Really?
Yeah. I think he's a big wrestling. I don't get how they're still wrestling.
You saw January 6th, right? I mean, just making sure.
It's like they can't be doing anything new.
Yeah, it's like the time I told you that I two different friends on back to back nights took me to the Globetrotters, and I was shocked to see that it was the exact same game.
I know, I was like, that hurts.
Wait a second.
That hurts.
Hang on. The final timeout, the confetti comes out again.
That hurts.
How does it? My childhood was ruined.
Jamin Pugh, January 25th, 1984 to January 17th, 2023. Always kind of weird when somebody like almost, he would have been 40. He died like 8 days before he turned 40. Better known by his ring name, Jay Briscoe, was an American professional wrestler. He was best known for his work with his brother, Mark Briscoe, as, you'll never guess this, the Briscoe Brothers, in Ring of Honor, with the duo becoming Ring of Honor World. Now this.
What is Ring of Honor? Is that the wrestling league, or is that something else?
Hold on, but this is driving me crazy. The duo becoming Ring of Honor World 6-man tag team champions. Now hold the fuck on. Six man.
There's two.
Look, a 6-man tag team. You tell me Hey, you want to get in on some 6-man tag team? I think you're talking about a gangbang. There's no. You don't get a belt for 6-man tag. Like, that's right. Just stupid. That's like when Mr. T would show up and Hulk Hogan would be like, hey,
yeah, there would just be like riffraff around the side of the ring.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, hey, this is a special one. It's me and Paul Orndorff, who you once rode in an elevator with. And Mr. T, like we're doing a 3-on-3. Six man tag team? No, you don't get a belt for that. Sure. The Macho Man. And then, of course, later, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. They were the Intercontinental Champion. And I didn't understand what that meant.
Nobody did. But we didn't. Was it Ricky the Dragon? Yeah, or was it? Who was the rapist?
Oh, that was Jimmy Superfly Snuka. No, he was a murderer. Snuka. He was a murderer. So you know what? I'm a sucker for these fucking wrestling documentaries. And because I'm a sucker for these wrestling documentaries, I mean, if one shows up, I click on it. So I've watched the Vice series that was like Behind the Ring, and it's like all the Von Erich brothers died and killed themselves and shit. I watched the Ted DiBiase documentary.
Was that where he's just a drunk?
No, that's Jake the Snake. You're thinking of Jake the Snake. Yeah, I actually haven't seen that one.
I saw that. Yeah. He like now runs. Oh no, you know what? That was just a real sports segment where he's helping people now because his
buddy Diamond Dallas Page got him sober. Look, I've watched all these and I don't even watch wrestling. So the other day there was one and it's called like 350 days on the road or something. And it's all about just how much these fucking assholes had to travel around and how much they hated it. And what, that's why they were fucked up all the time. And now I can't remember what I was going to say. But somebody showed up. We were just, I don't know. I completely lost my
train of thought. Brother. Oh, the 6-person tag team.
Yeah. Oh, Jimmy Superfly Snuka. He's on there. And I was like, well, he's dead now, obviously. A lot of them are dead, I think. I saw Greg the Hammer Valentine in there driving a Cadillac. The George the Animal Steel. You know, he's not special like he pretended to be. And he's just normal.
He also, didn't he just die a few years ago and, like, was not that old? Like, when we saw him, he was, like, 48.
You know who was on there was the superstar Billy Graham. And he's still dying. He's got the goatee that's all yellow on the handlebar mustache part. And then in the middle, he dyes the middle part black. He's still doing that. Anyway, Jimmy Snuka was on there, and I'm like, hey, this guy's a murderer. I'm like raising my hand. I'm like, hey, what you guys put? He did a murder. He murdered a lady.
Yeah, in like a motel.
Yeah, and they only and then they're like, hey, we finally got him, but he already had dementia.
Yeah, he pulled a Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, a Ron Jeremy.
Incompetent to stand trial. Yeah.
So hold on, I'm going to tell you what Ring of Honor is. I think this is another wrestling promotion. Oh yeah, American Professional Wrestling based in Jacksonville, Florida. You're kidding.
Okay, that's a red flag right there.
I was thinking Cambridge. I don't know. Princeton, New Jersey. When the promotion was sold to Sinclair Broadcast Group. Oh, that's the one that runs all the right wing editorials. So they own like every local station.
Each station has the same exact.
Yeah. And the news comes on and they're like, the election was stolen today. And all these old people are like, I knew it. After a deal was struck in March 2022, Ring of Honor was officially sold to all. Oh, so it was folded into AEW. Oh, that. Show connection. AEW is owned by Shad Khan's son, Tony Khan.
Speaking of world-class soup strainers.
Yes, the stash of all stashes. So anyway, I don't know who this guy was, and he's dead, and he wrestled in this thing that I've never heard of. And I don't know why they're still wrestling, because they're not doing anything new, as far as I know. They're still all greased up. They're still pretty athletic body moves.
They distract the ref, and then the folding chair comes out.
Yes.
Yeah.
They lay down, and they take that little piece of razor blade and cut their forehead. Oh. You know who else was on there? Abdullah the Butcher. He's just like a regular American dude. He's like from the South.
And how about Kamala from Parts Unknown? Yeah. They knew what parts he's from.
Yes, right.
It's like Cleveland.
Mississippi.
The Cowboys' Twitter account crushed Dak Prescott after his latest NFL playoff loss. Yeah. So the Cowboys' Twitter account had like a little article, like a recap.
Yeah.
And the tweet was, Dak Prescott gave away the ball twice in a narrow loss to the 49ers in a matchup the Cowboys had a chance to win if they didn't again generate self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah.
The Cowboys are sending that out.
I know. That's pretty fucked up. Well, you know, they take that shit seriously. Look, Dak kind of sucks. He was good. He would look like he was about to get really good a couple of years ago.
But he never really was like he probably gets paid in like the top six or seven guys.
Yep.
But he never actually was that good. It's weird.
I know. I agree. He was about to get good and then he never got good. And now he's just not good. And they're stuck with him at least for a while. No, that's funny. I like that the Cowboys look, they take that shit seriously down there.
Well, we'll stay with bad quarterbacks.
Okay.
Former NFL QB Dan Orlovsky.
Yes.
Can't get a sandwich without being trolled by Jimmy John's. A note attached to his sandwich. Is Jimmy John's the guy who fucked the shark?
Yes. Yep. That is him. Yep.
A note attached said, watch out for the back of the end zone on his sandwich. He responded in a way that owned himself even more. He responded by saying he prefers Subway.
Yeah. Well, no one does that. That's absolutely not true. That's not true.
But that makes it worse for him.
Yes, of course. No one prefers Subway. That's so you sound so stupid.
I love that horrible smelling bread.
Awful. Now wait, now hold on a second. Now Dan Orlovsky, help me now.
He rolled into the back of the end zone and stepped out of bounds
But not but on purpose. You know how sometimes guys do that on purpose?
It was like rolling out of the pocket and he did a circuitous route and just ran through the back of the end zone.
That's pretty funny.
Jimmy Johns is trolling him.
I will say this. I'm a Jersey Mike's guy, obviously. But there have been times when I've been so hungover that the thought of getting in a vehicle it's impossible. I'm not going to get anything. And I don't want to pay the extra $19 it costs to get Uber Eats or Postmates to deliver something.
Right.
So I'll go online and I'll get a Jimmy John's. And I swear to God, Ed, they have to make that shit in the car.
Because it's so fast.
I put in my credit card and I hit send and literally there's a knock on the door and they're like, Brian, here's your sandwich, chips. And I'm like, what? Extra pickle? Yeah, that's me. How are they making the sandwich and delivering it in under 2 minutes. This is impossible. Like, is it the shark fucker? Did he come up with something we don't know about?
I think, you know how, like, there was that movie where Sam Jackson gets eaten by the shark.
Oh yeah, Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea. Yeah. There was something in that they were like using parts of shark brains. They were experimenting on sharks and like extracting from their brains.
Yep.
Maybe from fucking the shark, he figured out a way to like bend time or something.
Yes, he's going. The sandwich is delivered interdimensionally. That's what's happening. So you order it and the fucking driver steps through a shark fucker portal and walks up to the front door of your office and is like here.
An interdimension shark fin or something.
Yes. No, it's insane. We gotta get to the bottom of this. But also, it's pretty funny. Look, if you accidentally run out of the back of the end zone, like remember Jose Canseco, he let a home run go off the top of his head one time. Right, it wouldn't have been a home run. Yeah, it
would off the dome.
It would have been a double off the wall. I mean, it would have been caught by anybody, which is crazy because Jose Canseco,
he was a ranger then, right?
Yeah, he was a freak athlete. So I don't know why he couldn't just run under the ball. I mean, it was a running catch, but.
He just sprinted under the ball, but like his glove wasn't even in within a couple feet. It just went right off the melon, right off the coconut.
It went off his head, and we're never going to forget that. If you do something really dumb, we're going to remember that you did that. You know, it's just that's how it goes.
There's only been one 0-16 team in NFL history, and that's the highlight of that season.
Yes, it's great. It's great. It's actually like, look, he's on. Is he on TV if he didn't run out of the end zone that one time? I don't think so. And also, is he on TV? I think he is.
I think he's an ESPN analyst.
Yeah. Yes, it's great.
He might actually be okay at being an analyst, but
who knows?
You're going to forever eat shit when you do something like that.
More people should write funny stuff on. Look. Don't fuck with people's food. We all know that. Ed was working at that pizza place and his coworkers wanted to fuck with Geraldo Rivera's food one time and he had to put a stop to it. Yeah. He's like, no one's fucking with Jerry Rivers' food in this pizza place. And that was the right thing to do. Never fuck with anybody's food.
It hurt to stand up for Jerry Rivers.
Sure, but it was the right thing to do.
It's the right thing. You can't fuck with someone's food.
Never fuck with anybody's food, ever. This is why Ed won't attend a potluck, because he's worried about the condition of your kitchen. And
I've seen what that Dave with Nazi tendencies tried to do with Geraldo's food. Yes,
Dave, so you ever think about, you know how like some dudes are like really into feet or they just love big tits. They got to have big tits. And it's always.
I have a friend who's like way into it, like a little too into it.
Yeah. I got friends like that too. And it's, just, I got one buddy that's, he'll remain nameless, but I've mentioned it before. He ruined my Uber rating because of his obsession with female undergarments and asking
you did mention
asking the Uber driver what his favorite colors and styles were. appeared to be no generalization here, but he might have been a Muslim gentleman and it wasn't cool to talk about with him.
So we'll let that go.
But for everyone, this is something that imprints, right? This is something that just gets stuck on you from a young age, and you might not remember it specifically, but any psychologist will tell you that something happened to you at some point, usually like around age 3 or 4, that made you really like that thing that you just like forever. So for you, bringing it back around, this could be your fear of potlucks imprinted on you. Because of Dave the Nazi trying to fuck with Jerry Rivers' food at that pizza place you worked at. You ever think about that?
Yeah. Yeah. And Dave smelled horrible, too. He was a really bad smelling dude. And being in a hot pizza oven next to hot pizza ovens, he smelled like a bum's nutsack. The University of Alabama had a... player arrested for murder, a basketball player. So Coach Nate Oates talked to Ray Lewis for his advice because he went through a similar situation.
How does that happen? Hey, Ray, you also were involved in a murder at that Super Bowl in 96. What are your thoughts?
Can you share your thoughts? And Ray happily took the call.
He's like, hey, look, I don't think there was a white mink involved in this one, but if there were, like, what would you? Oh, you'd put it. Oh, do you burn it? Okay, cool. I'll let him know. That's the last person you call.
Right. You want a guy who definitely was part of it?
What if he called Dave Bliss the guy, the Baylor coach that engineered the murder plot or helped cover up the murder plot at Baylor? Like, what are Dotson, you doing?
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad. Shakira, our favorite gal. Yeah. We've talked about her husband, famous footballer, Gerard Pique.
Yep.
Well, she figured it out how he was cheating on her.
Yeah.
When she noticed someone was eating her jam in the fridge because she was the only jam eater in the household, including Gerard Pique and the kids.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Look, this is a way. You drink, you come home, and you remember you bought a 12-pack on Sunday night, and you drank three of them. And then you come home on Monday, and you've had a tough day at work, and you open the fridge, and there's 8 Pacificos in the fridge and not 9?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody drank one of those, and it wasn't you. And they thought you weren't going to notice, but you're going to notice.
Come on, kids.
And this is, look, you don't, this is how people get caught. Now,
jam.
Is it jam or jelly? Is there a difference? Because I say jelly.
I've never used jam. This is Shakira's words with the jam.
Right, no, I know.
I've always called it jelly. And I don't know if jam is like pop versus soda.
Yeah, I think it is. Like, I don't think there's a difference. Yeah.
I've never used the word jam except when quoting Shakira.
Okay, hold on. What about couch or sofa?
I've always called it a couch.
Couch, same here. Okay, well, not Davenport. You ever refer to it as a Davenport?
You know what? If I was given preparation, I would have loved. Like, it would be really cool to just say to your friends, like, my Davenport. But I never think of it in the moment, but I would love to call it a Davenport.
I'm going to start doing it. Take a seat on the Davenport. I'm going to start doing that. You know how I pronounce things? People are like, oh, it's not lasso. And I'm like, oh, wrong again. You know, like it's
Davenport.
It's going to be Davenport now at my house.
I'm going to let's try to work Davenport into every show from now on.
If we can do it, I absolutely will. I got to be honest. Like this Shakira she's every time I look at her, she's fucking even hotter than I remember her being. Like she only gets hotter.
And the stories with the new one,
it's
just unthinkable that PK, as tired as he could have been with Shakira, buddy.
I know. Look, Gerard. It's called upgrading. Okay, like you went younger, but you downgraded. That's a downgrade. You're taking an L there, buddy. You took the L. Also, it's one thing.
She's an earner too.
Yeah, she's a fucking big time earner, and she's probably out on tour. So you're bringing this chick home, and
IRS has problem with her earning power. But
you shouldn't. That's exactly right.
That's not your problem.
You're bringing her home. You're fucking the side piece in your marital home, which is pretty fucked up. And then you're
Tell her to stay out of the jam jar.
Yes, you're letting her use the jam. Go to a hotel, like the Sportsman's Lodge. Like, go.
Problem. She's been like hanging out in their kitchen.
Yes, this is
making toast.
Look. This if it weren't the jam, and I'll tell you what, the jam was probably part of it. She definitely found a hair. There's no way.
It's probably a hair in the Davenport.
Yes. There was probably at least one hair on the Davenport. I'll tell you what'll get you caught. And I'm not saying this, you know, personally, but it could be a bobby pin sometimes because the side piece, she wants her to know they're marking territory. Right. So they're going to go with a little extra spray of Chanel No. 5 because when they come over, they're like, oh, your wife wears white diamonds. Well, I'm wearing Red Door and she's going to know when I've been there because I got this strong scent. Like they're trying to mark their territory. They're trying to take something that's hers. So the jam, she's probably going extra jam. She's like, hey, you got the boysenberry? Yeah. I like the boysenberry.
I'm going to go. Swap give me a double serving.
Yeah,
and then, and also she's pulling the Costanza and like leaving shit behind.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's an excuse to go back.
Look, there's going to whoever gets Shakira next. I mean, high five, buddy. That is
congrats. And you're going to look like a star.
Yep. Yeah.
Because you're going to be like, hey, listen, I won't touch your jam.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's your jam. You know what we do? What we do? I'm going to get a Sharpie and I'm going to write.
Like we're in college.
Yeah. I'm going to write on the label Shakira right there. That way we know it's yours.
Hips don't lie, yes. And Smuckers don't lie.
Exactly right. Yes. Yeah, good for Shakira. She's back.
One of the more boring people on TV, Tony Dungy, tweeted the conspiracy theory that schools are providing litter boxes for students who identify as cats.
I mean,
and then when people called him out, you know what he did?
Yeah. Invoke the Lord? Hold on, let me guess. Yeah. Invoke the Lord?
He's a Christian. I'm a Christian. Yeah. I should have come with love rather than hate or whatever.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Do a little fact check.
He's a real piece of shit, this Tony Dungy. Also,
horrible job on that playoff game.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
When he had to do I forget which game he did, but he was horrible.
Oh, he did analysis?
Oh, it was the Chargers. Because that first round, they have too many games.
Yes.
Versus teams.
Yes.
The Chargers, Jaguars comeback game.
Oh, he did it with Al Michaels?
Yeah, and he brought Al Michaels down, which is a double
no
offense.
No wonder everybody was saying that Al Michaels sucked in that game. It's because Dungy probably perched on his shoulder and was actually sucking his life force out of his jugular.
Yeah, and Nosferatu.
Wow. While he was trying to broadcast. I saw a tweet yesterday and responded to it in the wrong way. As a Christian, I should speak in love and ways that are caring and helpful, but you never do. I failed to do that, and I'm deeply sorry. Look, I don't fucking, we don't need this guy. Also, I saw him on TV the other day. What's going on with Chris Sims? He was wearing like a Nazi, like,
and
a
his head is like he looks kind of like the Great Gazoo with that head size.
Yeah, you know, they're talking these days a lot about Nepo babies, like you can't do a move, like, if
and
you're gonna do
a, there's a mini Collinsworth too with the same gravelly awful voice.
Stop it.
Collinsworth is the worst, and that voice, and he sounds Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. He
on
looks
Thursday. We sat down with Pat Mahomes. Yeah. They love talking about when they sat down with the player.
They do it every broadcast team does it. Even the radio guys get to come. Like, it's, they do that. It's a normal thing to do every week. They do it.
And I don't have it coming from somebody who got no nepotism. Like, my parents didn't give me any jobs.
Your dad, who was flying for the airlines, did not get you into flight school to come along and be flying for Delta. I understand.
But I don't have as big of a problem. Like, people are like coming after, I don't know, Bryce Dallas Howard, and they're like, hey,
she's pretty
fuck
good.
You. How do you feel about being a Nepo baby? Yeah. And I don't know. Like, I think there should be some element of Rooney Rule with hiring people. Like, I'm all for giving more people a chance, but it doesn't mean that the child of somebody
can't also be good.
Good at their craft. Like, it's like we're just trashing everybody. But I will say, Sims and fucking especially Collinsworth Jr., they can both go fuck themselves.
Does Collinsworth,
terrible at it.
Does Collinsworth Jr. have those high old lady cheekbones too, like Chris Collinsworth? Because he's morphing more into, he's actually skipping the your lesbian aunt phase, and he's gone straight to your lesbian grandmother phase. Like, he looks like a not so handsome older woman.
Kind of like how Frank DeFord went straight to vampire.
Yes, yes.
He skipped a bunch of steps and went right into vampire.
Yeah, I mean, we need some new blood, and it ain't Tom Brady. You know, like, we got it. Like, I've been watching these Fox.
I gotta say, I'm looking forward to the crash and burn, Brady.
Yes, it's gonna be great. You know what? I'm not looking. Oh, this is a thing I read this week. So you see, there's some new Tom Brady movie.
Oh my God, 80 for Brady, and it's gonna sully the career of the great Rita Moreno and Sally Field. There's some like legendary actors in that.
Yeah. I don't know why. Well, I mean, people won't remember.
And he's on the Patriots, too.
But
so was this movie in development for 3 years?
I guess.
4 years?
So Rita Moreno I heard was talking about how she was, they were filming the movie and she's 91. And when she got, when she went into the locker room with the players, she started getting a little tingle down in her clitoral.
Oh, good for her.
Area.
I saw a documentary on her.
Yeah.
And she's a fucking legend. Like,
oh, yeah.
The fact that, like, she is a Latina woman.
Yep.
Like, in the era she did.
Yep.
Is crazy. Yep. Like, the era she found success. Like, she is one of the legends.
Didn't she get Elvis? She got Elvis, right?
She did. But you know what? The on and off love affair that, like, really wrecked her. Brando, I think, tuned her up pretty
really
good.
He did. Oh.
I think Brando was a real piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, he liked the pills and the Chivas and the extra helping of prime rib. Yeah, yeah, I could see that. I could see that. I can't find the story, but she got real graphic. And Sally Field was like, "Hey, Sally Field, who's a sharp looking 76, was like, "Hey." She's like, I like sex too, but do we have to talk about it so graphically in this interview? Like, she was made uncomfortable by Rita Moreno's needs.
And Sally Field fucked Burt Reynolds for many years. I mean,
so we reviewed on this. Surprising. I believe we did that one with Jason Stewart. So he had actually seen it. And yeah. We did.
That was fun.
Yeah, we did the Smoking the Bandit, and that was peak Sally Field. I mean, she was looking.
That's when Bird only took his hat off for fighting her fucking.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. Finally, in sports,
Antonio Brown claimed his Snapchat was hacked after his account posted video of his ex performing oral sex on him. Brian, what's the timeline?
I mean, he's dead by Christmas. We know that. I mean, we almost got him by last Christmas. This has happened to him before, and I checked it out. I reviewed the evidence when he was swinging his dick around recently in that pool in Dubai.
In Dubai, yeah.
And this guy has got a meat stick. I mean, he's
definitely working with something.
Yeah, he got that Babe Ruth. He's swinging that heavy lumber. And so, I mean, look, if I had a dick like that, I would be getting hacked like weekly. I'd be like, oh my, is that
again? This is so embarrassing.
Boy, is there egg on my face. I can't believe I was hacked
again.
And there's pictures, there's video of a hot girl working my massive hog again. Embarrassing. I won't do it again until next week when it happens again. Look, this guy, he's insane. He got perfect. He got tezzed.
Yeah,
Tez did him dirty.
Ben Roethlisberger deserves some of the blame.
Yeah. Yes. Because he's thrown over the middle. Yeah.
He threw like a telegraphed pass over the middle.
Yeah. Well, he's like, where's the mic? And he's like, oh, he's right there. I'm going to throw it so that his helmet is like right at the right level.
2.5 yards from the mic staring right at it.
Yeah. That was, look, I imagine Antonio Brown he was the best receiver in the league at the time. That's what people don't remember. This guy was on the cover of Madden. He was the best receiver in the NFL, and then he got perfect on the field, and you can watch it. It's on YouTube. It's pretty heavy, and he's never been the same.
Clobbered.
Yes, it was unfortunate. But again, dead by Christmas. Mark my words. See if you can get down on it in Vegas, because he will not survive 2023.
Bet. Yeah.
Okay, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He sees down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying.
nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His balls are useless. Shit.
Just having a conversation with our dear friend John in Fullerton, who also hasn't called in a while. Remember, he used to call in about all the threesomes he'd had and all the and how much he loved performing oral sex on women when they're menstruating.
Yeah, a certain time.
Yeah, he would call in a lot about that. Now, he called in to my dear friend Travis Rogers' show this week, and I said he should be nominated for Caller of the Year, which my man Manuel got badly fucked out of last year. He should have been the Caller of the Year to the Travis and Sliwa show, and he wasn't, and that was an oversight on their part. I mean, he would be the Caller of the Year to this show, but he doesn't call in anymore. Haven't heard from him since he took over the night shift.
Yeah, well, the problem is, it's like, I'm still trying to, like, I was looking into Apple technology.
Yeah.
Like, why don't downloads work at different times?
I know, it's weird. It's weird.
I'm worried.
Yeah, depends on, you know, what time of day you're working.
Yeah.
Okay, just one voicemail this week. I believe it's LSU Lala. I remember he tweeted about this. Oh, my God.
Is there anything more overrated than being awarded the keys to a city, even if it's New York City?
Yeah.
I mean, what exactly are you supposed to do with the keys to a city? It's not like it's opening up anything for you. I think you'd be better off getting a $10 gift card to Taco Bell versus being awarded the keys to the city. So anyway, just wondering if you can think of anything more worthless than being awarded that. I mean, how highly do they think of you if they say, oh, here you go, here's something that's not worth a shit, but congratulations. So,
and it's like,
anyway, wanted your thoughts.
And it's like you're being awarded a task. So it's like, hey, we want to give you a key to the city. So you got to show up here on Wednesday at 9 a.m. for a ceremony. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I don't want to go, you know, get dressed up, put a suit on.
Yeah, but the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and usually it's like where somebody's urinating. Like, yeah. Most of the stars are in horrible, like, blocks.
Oh, yeah, it's in Hollywood. Yeah, that's and, right. You know, they pay for those. You got
to. Yeah, and you, cost you like have $3,000 to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one thing I would say is, thinking about the keys to the city reminds me of a great episode of Get a Life where Chris Elliott is like a star and he gets the key to the city, and then the city turns on him and they change the lock on the city.
I remember. And yeah. So, the key actually worked to the city.
Yeah. There was like a big wall to the city.
Yeah. It was functioning. Lock. It was a functioning key to the city. No, that would be worth it. Look, that would be like, if they were like, hey, you know, here's a key to the city, but it was like a get out of jail free card.
Right.
So it's like, yes,
you're above the law.
Yeah. Yes. I'm doing cocaine off a stripper's ass in the middle of downtown, but you can't do anything to me because I got a key to the city.
Right.
Right. You could just do whatever you want. So that I'm down with that. I would take, that would be better. Okay. That's it. There's no emails this week.
All right.
Mailbag at theballlifestyle.com. And also 949-464-TBLS. Let's talk some not sports.
It's time. Well, it's time for not sports. Not sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports. Segment.
What's going on? Oh,
we lost some people.
Yeah.
A big one in the world of music.
Yeah.
David Crosby, 81 years old.
Yeah.
To be honest, I really always hated folk music and stuff.
I kind of do too, but they got some songs.
But they were like a big deal. I think he was known to be a nice guy and liked, but like Stills and Graham Nash, like those guys were Those guys were, I remember hearing like stories of them being assholes. A lot of them, like they had this peace and love music, but they were dickheads.
You know, I think Stephen Stills was a dickhead. I think Crosby's a dickhead too. Just recently, he was like, people would just ask him questions on Twitter. They'd be like, what'd you think of the Doors? And he'd be like, bullshit, overrated, sucked, never liked them. Like he's like, he would just shit post on everybody.
I remember on Stern, he was very, it was very dismissive of a lot of people, and it's like, well, you kind of sucked. It's just you were famous, but not my cup of tea. Like in that era, you couldn't hold a candle to fucking Jimi Hendrix or something. Oh, like it's
if anybody that's given the chance should. There's a Jim Jarmusch made a documentary about Iggy Pop and the Stooges, and it's free on Amazon. It's called Gimme Danger, I think, and it's free on Amazon.
Yeah, Prime. I've seen it.
And at one point they're talking to Iggy, and Iggy's like, you know, because he started his bands in the '60s, and he was not what the kind of music he was playing, this aggressive music was not heard of at the time. And he's like, I heard all that peace and love shit. He's like, I was around when that was happening. And he's like, and I'll just tell you right now, and I won't name names. He goes, but that shit all came out of a boardroom. He's like, that was fucking marketing. Like that wasn't real. Like they weren't out there fucking protesting. They were singing these flowery songs because it sold. And you don't hear anybody say that, but look, that was a thing.
And like the proof that there's all these stories of these guys being dickheads.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I remember Gary Delabate one time they were asking like, who was the meanest guest? I think he said Stephen Stills was the meanest guy.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. I was always struck by the thing that, because I think David Crosby had to get a new liver. Mickey Mantle.
Remember how many times he got arrested for some intoxication incident? Yeah, like there was a stretch where it just kept happening.
But then when Melissa Etheridge needed some cum to birth a child. Like, I would be like, hey, get me a 6'4" rower from Princeton. Like that's whose cum I would be looking for if I were in the market for some healthy sperm.
You know, the NFL receivers, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Equanimeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the dad, I remember reading an article, this dad's like, I'm going to try to breed the best. Yeah. So he just searched Europe and like went to Scandinavia and found like a super tall woman.
Shut up. Because I think the dad was like he was like a Mr. Olympia, Mr. Olympia, but he was like a competitive
bodybuilder. Yeah. Yeah. And his last name, I think, was Brown, but he said St. Brown sounds more regal.
Like, I fucking love that.
This guy like created a myth of created multiple NFL
pretty
starters.
Impressive. That's a plan. You don't go, hey, give me the balding, pot-bellied 5'4" dude with the drug problem.
A heavily addictive personality.
Yeah, like that's
seems like a dickhead to people.
Yes, exactly. He's got an angelic voice, but his what he's doing now is rating people's joint rolling skills on Twitter. Like what? Like how about no? It's just an interesting choice, I thought.
And how cool is Iggy Pop for not leaning into the peace and love thing? Because he's like, I just want to fucking rock.
Yeah, exactly. He's a true pioneer.
So he was 81. Yeah. We lost somebody who actually had a massive impact. R.I.P. Lloyd Morissette, the co-creator of Sesame Street, 93 years old, like massive legacy.
Could you imagine? I mean, what a legacy. It's fucking still on right now. Everyone, imagine making something that everyone knows. Every single person within the sound of my voice has seen Sesame Street, and that guy made it. That's incredible. TBLS. Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless.